standing among WBAI supporters. Himmelstein says the law wasn't on the side of WBAI and the Pacifica Foundation in this case.
There's a clause in the lease. There's actually several clauses in the lease, but there's a clause in the lease that says that waivers have to be in writing, and there's a clause in the lease that says that when they accept less than the full amount, it's not a waiver of their right to collect the rest. And that language is in just about every lease in the United States. Leases are made by and for landlords. You know, they give tenants the right to occupy a space for a certain number of years, but the rest of the contract is generally designed to make sure that the landlord can enforce its rights, and that's what happened here. And we tried to come up with whatever arguments we had, latches, waiver, unconscionability, but the judge, you know, had already made up his mind clearly before we walked in there. So
yeah, it was all written out.
It was. I don't even know why he had us argue it. So, you know.
WBAI Pacifica also argued unconscionability, that in the lease, the Empire State Building charges the station 4 times the market rent with an escalating contract involving increases of about 9% per year, and that it took advantage of being the only site in town to house an antenna after 9/11 when the Twin Towers were attacked. The judge read the legal definition of unconscionability and ruled against the station and the network. Himmelstein.
If you heard the judge, unconscionability is rarely found in commercial leases, right? Because the presumption in a commercial lease is that you have two business entities that both have counsel and that the court's not going to find unconscionability. And unconscionability also has to, according to the judge, and there is some case law that supports this, has to exist, you know, at the time the contract is made, not by subsequent events. And it usually involves, you know, some inequality in the bargaining power, a take it or leave it situation. So the judge, in his decision, recited all the elements legally of unconscionability and said we hadn't met that. And needless to say, if I could have said more, I would have. But unconscionability is not what you and I think of as unconscionable. You know, we think of unconscionability, oh, that's horrible, that's not fair. It's not just that. So that's what the judge found.
What is happening now is not unexpected. We had a horrible contract signed by the Pacifica National Office like a couple of years ago.
Bertel Reimers is WBAI's general manager.
And so we are basically going for, you know, hopes. And we had a very good lawyer who gave us tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of services, and also, you know, he's not exactly one of those, you know, those lawyers with millions of dollars and resources to fight them tooth for tooth. And so this was another aspect that we could have taken, but we chose to go the semi-amicably way to see if the Empire State Building would be reasonable, and if the judge would see this as WBI as an asset. This is a public air. You know, it should actually be free. Now, this is our air. This is the air of the public. You know, none of these towers should be, no radio station should be charged for this. You know, and I mean, we are paying for renting the top of the Empire State Building, but most of the money we owe is for the right to have access to the air, which is actually kind of a nonsense to me. You know, like, you know, we should call our politicians and, you know, locally and nationally. But this is like a travesty. You know, this air should be free, should always be free.
The $1.8 million payment is due immediately. There's no payment plan, and the only way to get a stay is if the station and the network post the $1.8 million. According to Pacifica and WBAI's attorney, political pressure is the station's only recourse. That and a large sum of money from a donor or from donors. An account has been set up expressly for these donations. Please contact ed@pacifica.org. That's the Pacifica Foundation's Executive Director Bill Crozier, ed@pacifica.org, if you can make a large donation. And as Himmelstein suggests, reaching out to your local elected officials on behalf of WBAI will help with this crisis.
Which is why I've been, and I think you all agree, urging that this case has to be litigated, if you will, in the political arena as well as the legal, because the law on contracts and leases favors landlords, you know. I mean, it's not a, and they had the law on their side. At least that's what the judge believed. So I think what people have to do now is keep the pressure on them, especially because I did just make them a settlement offer. Keep the pressure on them to negotiate.
After the court hearing, one listener mournfully asked, "This doesn't mean the end of WBAI, does it?" It's a setback, but no, it doesn't mean the end of WBAI. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
We did it before and we can do it again.
The owners of the Empire State Building where WBAI's transmitter is located have pushed WBAI into a crisis. The crisis is real, and we need your help to turn this crisis around. We need your time, energy, and especially your skills. We need you to volunteer to help build our off-air fundraising campaign. We need grant writers, event planners, social media and computer technology experts, phone banking volunteers, and particularly those experienced with obtaining large donor contributions. Are you an experienced fundraiser? We need you now. Historically, WBAI listeners have shown great heart and courage in the face of political adversity. We must do this again to save our station. Please call 347-647-WBAI or 347-335-0008 or email us at wbai.pacifica@gmail.com and let us know how you could help. Again, please call us at 347-647-WBAI or 347-335-0008 or email us at wbai.pacifica@gmail.com. Together, we will win.
We did it before and we...
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore...
City. It's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null.
And nice to be with you today. And to the people in this audience, I want to thank all of you for taking your time to be with us. We have a lot of good things to share with you. I met today with Berthold Reimers, and we're coming up with something that's absolutely unique. I just want to confirm that we can do it, and as soon as we can do it, I'll be sharing it with you. It's a way for all of us to appreciate good health and get healthier. I hope to announce that on tomorrow's show. Today, I was asked by Tony, who should be joining us shortly, if we could offer something to raise some funds for the station. And I said, what do you suggest? And he said, well, how about if we did red stuff? Because it helps people. They like it. It's something of substance. I said, okay. So what we're offering today is the following. We're offering anyone who calls and pledges to the station $99, we're offering them a jar of red stuff. What is it? Well, it's a raw, all-natural powder. It's made from 18 fruits with enzymes, and it's loaded with nutrition. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, it's gluten-free, and it contains 10,000 valued ORAC per scoop, per serving. Now, ORAC is a measurement of antioxidant. Now, in the average American diet, I'm going to guess that the average person gets anywhere from 200 to maybe 500 ORAC in a day with all the foods they eat. This has got 10,000 in one scoop. So this is a superstar of ORAC, antioxidant activity. And it's made up of watermelon, cherries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, apples, grapes, bananas, pomegranates, papaya, prunes, acerola, goji, cranberries, ASCI, bilberries, grapeseed extract, pomegranate extract, and that's all the active ingredients. And what happens is they get all the fruit, and they bring it in, they wash it down, then they press it to get the juice out, and then they dry the juice at a low temperature, generally around 88 degrees, so it's a living food. And that's the powder. There's just nothing else there. It's terrific for you. In fact, we all know that we should be having our fruits and vegetables. And ideally, in a perfect world, you'd be sitting each day and having your fruits and vegetables. Now, the average American doesn't even get 3 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Do you remember how absurd it was one time when Ronald Reagan made ketchup a vegetable so that at least people would get at least one, kids especially, get one vegetable a day because they had some ketchup with their French fries or hot dogs? Well, we need ideally about 11 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. We're not getting it. Only a tiny percentage, probably 1% of the American population, are having as many fruits and vegetables I believe they actually need. And why? What's so big deal about fruits? Well, I'll just focus on fruits. Reggie, fruits are the catalysts of change at the DNA level. Each fruit contains from dozens to hundreds of different chemicals called phytochemicals. And many of these phytochemicals are known to repair DNA. They are powerful antioxidants. They're free radical scavengers, meaning that when you have a free radical in your body, which ages the cell and damages the cell, it can trap it, neutralize it. We know that these are loaded with enzymes, which are the catalysts of life. We know that they're good sources also of fiber and chlorophyll. In fact, when you look at the totality of what you're getting a huge number of important elements and only 64 calories, so it's perfect for diabetics, glycemics, people overweight, and people have to be on a caloric-restricted diet. So just imagine you're getting 18 different fruits per day, 18, and you're getting them not as the whole fruit, because let's face it, if you had an apple, you could reasonably eat one apple. Try eating 2 apples at the same time. It's hard to do. But if you juiced both apples, that would give you about 4 or 5 ounces of juice. You could easily drink that amount. Now, what is juice? It's about 97% water. So now wick off the water, and what you have left is what was really the most powerful and important part of the apple. So you take an apple, you reduce the total weight of the apple by making it into a juice. You reduce the water in the juice to what's the powerful compound. And that's what I've done with red stuff. And everywhere I travel, and I travel a lot, I always take my bottles of stuffs, you know, red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, muscle stuff. And because there's a lot of places where, A, I don't have time to stop and eat, and B, if I did, there's no place for me to eat because I'm a vegan and I eat organic. So this way, I'm able to give myself the nourishment. Now, in the morning, I make a smoothie. And in that smoothie, I put multiple different stuffs, but red stuff is one of the 2 most important I put in there. And I also put some, you know, coconut oil on and some walnuts or pumpkin seeds or the nut pumpkin seed. Nut butter or sunflower seed butter. Butter doesn't mean it's dairy. It just means that they've ground it up so it's very easy to digest. It's just nothing more than pumpkin seeds ground up. Nothing's added. But these seeds, nuts, have oils in them. So it's very easy to spread it. It's very easy to add to any syrup. So, and we should have pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are terrific in the amount of zinc, but also they have minerals that are very important for men for their prostate. But back to the fruits. Fruits really energize. I always suggest people you have your fruits and vegetables every day because the vegetables give you the cleansing. They help cleanse the blood. They revitalize the system. They chelate out toxins. But the fruits are their energizers. And since a lot of people don't eat fruit on a regular basis, or if they do eat fruit, it's not a healthy fruit, or they eat dried fruit, which is too concentrated in calories. But here you're getting the superstars. For example, if you were to go, Reggie, to Google, and you put in, let's say, blueberries, and you'll see all the blueberries scientific study, or blueberries medicinal value, or blueberries and health, you would be able to get all these studies on what blueberries and the phytonutrients and polyphenols that are in blueberries do for your brain. And I make sure I get blueberries every single day. If there's the one berry I make sure I get, and then I also get pomegranate. Pomegranate, look under pomegranate and epithelial. Epithelium is your lining of your arteries, and that is so important because due to the poor diet that people consume at different times in their life, or alcohol, or soft drinks, or high fructose corn syrup, the things we put in our body damage the epithelium. There's all these cuts, and then the body tries to heal itself by making a scab over it. Well, the danger is that you have so many of those little scabs that can break off. When that breaks off and joins with red blood cells, you can end up with a clot and have a heart attack and stroke, and that's how a lot of heart attacks and strokes occur. So when you're having pomegranate, it's one of the single, if not the single most important nutrient for your epithelium. And then blueberries are phenomenal for your brain. And I sit every day and I counsel people who are deadly ill. I counsel people with irreversible illnesses, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, advanced memory loss, cancers, heart disease, people who've had strokes. The really bad diseases I help people with, and we have pretty good success. The more they can adhere to protocols, the more chance they have of recovering some or, in many cases, all their health. And at the top of the list, I talk about you got to get more juices into your body. You have to get more of the nutrients that are in those juices into your body. Why? Because the diet most people eat is a denatured diet. It is dead. It is a dead person's diet. There's no vital life force in it. There's no enzymes in any substance. There's no ORAC. There's no antioxidant activity. Now, Google antioxidants, and you'll see thousands upon thousands of studies on how important antioxidants are. Now, Google free radicals, and then Google inflammatory agents like cytokines, or tumor necrosis factor alpha, or the prostaglandins. And you'll see, wow, you mean I don't have to do anything bad, just normal living creates free radicals. Yeah, every millisecond you're creating tens of millions, hundreds of millions of free radicals, normal part of oxidation. When I breathe in, oxygen goes in, which is good. I oxygenate my tissue. Lungs allow that to be carried out, and the blood carries my oxygen, and then it goes in the cell, and release the oxygen, which is innervating to the cell, invigorating to the cell, and then carbon dioxide comes back out, and as when you exhale, that is carbon dioxide leaving the lungs, the spent fuel of the body. That little exchange between oxygen going in and carbon dioxide coming out, you have a byproduct. It is called oxidative stress. And oxidative stress leads to more inflammation. More inflammation leads to more cells being damaged. In fact, the best science I could find on this showed that the average cell, now mind you, there's some debate about how many cells the human body has, but that depends upon the size of the body. The age of the body, it could have anywhere from maybe 50 million, a trillion to 100 trillion cells. And each and every one of those cells gets damaged about 10,000 gene alterations per cell per day. Now, how's that possible? Well, that's your free radicals. That's the inflammatory agents. And the more that damage you have, the quicker the cell ages and dies. Or becomes many cells become damaged and deformed. That's how cancer cells are frequently formed. Or they end up blocking your arteries, where your carotid arteries block going up into your neck and you end up with a stroke. And frequently we don't even know this stuff's occurring until it happens. So when you're on a cleansing diet, I would have you having watermelon with pomegranate juice twice a day. Have you having apple cider vinegar with lemon juice? So I took the nutrients that I find are very important, and I put them in this. Now, because it's a powder, it's going to last years. And because it's so powerful and has all that ORAC in it, it's doing a lot more inside your body than if you just ate the fruit. A lot more powerful. So what's the reality of you having, for example, a acerola berries, goji berries, cranberries, acai berries, bilberries, almost zero. People don't eat these things. They should, but they don't. They're not commonly available. They're not available year-round. They're seasonal. They're seasonal and they're regional. And so if you're in a country that grows grapes all year-round, you have the temperature to do it, or olives, then you're going to be having those in your diet, which is one of the reasons people living in the Mediterranean are so much healthier than Americans. They have less obesity, less heart disease, less cancers, because they're not as stressed. Not that there isn't stress there. There is. Not that they have a completely healthy lifestyle. They don't. They smoke. A lot of people smoke. And they express their stress in different ways. But one of the things they do, they try to eat right, and they're very particular about their food. The French are very particular, and the Italians are very particular, as are the Spanish and people living in those areas, what's called the Western Mediterranean. And fruits are a big, big, big item. In fact, when I was last in Italy, we had a choice. We could go into Rome, or on the outskirts of Rome, in the hills around Rome, there were monasteries. And I'd never stayed in a monastery, so I told my Italian colleagues, as well as my brothers I was traveling with, let's stay in a monastery. That'll be kind of fun. Oh, okay, everyone agreed. And because a couple of my buddies are from Italy, and of course speak fluent Italian, they found us a monastery run by nuns, and the meal was, I think, $15, very reasonable. It was a very healthy meal by any standards. And, you know, of course, they give you a pasta. But their pasta is much better than our pasta. And the sauces are homemade sauces, not avant garde. And the different dishes and the soups, all homemade, very healthy. And not terribly seasoned, spicy, but spicy enough. And there was olive oil that you could put on and balsamic vinegar, etc. But then at the end, and this was true everywhere where I went in Italy, on the occasions I've been there, and they didn't give you cake or ice cream or pie that we would expect in America. Instead, they gave you fruit. In this case, they gave them a fruit bowl. They had grapes, four or five different types of grapes, apples, pears, and orange, and plum. And so there was, you know, there was plenty of fruit to go around. And we had a wonderful meal. But I found that everywhere I went, in France and in Italy, it was very common to have fruit as the final. And when I asked the nun, I said, why do you have fruit as the end of a meal? She said, well, because it helps digestion. You get into a discussion of food in these countries, you're going to have a long discussion because they are masters of cooking. I never had a bad meal in Italy, never had a bad meal in France. That's impossible. That's an oxymoron, bad food in France. It's all good. Even for a vegan like me, they made me one of the most beautiful vegan platters in a normal restaurant, not a fancy restaurant. Made me this food. I couldn't eat it all. There was so much. And he had like seven different types of vegetables and lightly sauteed with different sauces on each one. It was $10. I felt embarrassed paying him $10. In America, that would have been $30, $40, and because it was a lot of food. It was beautifully displayed. And there is just, they know how to work with vegetables and grains and beans, you know, and they had a cup of white beans and a couple of black beans in the same, in what's called a crown of vegetables. So we're not used to eating right in America. We're used to eating junk. even so-called gourmet meals on television, almost always the food is bad. I really like the personality of Gloria Child. Julia Child and Frank Beard, they had wonderful personalities. But the food they were making, in my opinion, was just deadly. And I remember Del Davis had a cookbook, and it was a big monster seller, but she was just one of the most charming people. She reminded you of everyone's middle American grandmother. But the food in the cookbook, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. So we jump ahead to today, and you start giving the average American fruit, they're not going to eat it. We're just not into fruit. We're into salt and crunchy, sweet and soft. Now, we'll drink a fruit drink, but it's made up of water, artificial flavors, and sugar. That's normal. But real fruit, no, we rarely have it. So I wanted to give people something that would really make a difference in their life, and that's what we have. We have this red stuff. So what we're offering today for a very low price to the people listening is we're going to give you a jar, and we have it in stock. Give you a jar sent right out. I'm sorry for the phone ringing in the background. I'm sitting at my desk doing it, not in the studio. But we're going to give you this red stuff. And I defy anyone to show me how you're going to get more fruits, 18 fruits and enzymes into your body with a higher antioxidant value that's gluten-free, vegan, no GMO than red stuff. So this is one way in an imperfect world to do things that can make a difference. So with the red stuff that we're offering today on WBAI, our fundraiser today, right now, when you call the number, we're going to give you the number in a moment, you'll be able to get your red stuff. Now, I surprised Bertold this morning and Tony by saying, let's really go out of our way. Let's go overboard for the listeners of BAI because we're doing our best to get your premiums out from the spring drive. We've got a great way of doing that. You're going to hear that tomorrow. But what I want to do is I want to say thank you for continuing to support this wonderful station, even in this hour of need. And here's what I'm doing. So this is something that was unexpected, not on the program, but it's coming out of my pocket. I'm happy to donate this to help the station. I'm also giving you, when you call the station number in a moment to get your red stuff, I'm giving you free a $40 documentary called Power Foods. Now, this was on PBS stations. And here I show you good foods, bad foods, and how to make good foods into phenomenal foods. I show you what's wrong, the toxic ingredients you wouldn't know about that are in many of our dishes. I show you how to prepare a gourmet dish from ordinary foods, and in just a few minutes, suddenly you have a beautiful presentation of food that looks magnificent. How to bake gluten-free products, and whether it's a cake, to make it actually healthy. How to use natural sweeteners that are healthy and not the high fructose or glucose. I also show you in here what's wrong with pizzas, hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, the kind of food that people right now are eating all across America. People are having this. In fact, people go home at night and they'll call in and have the pizza. Because why? Because we have so many tens of billions of dollars spent every year on pizza, and pizza is death food. French fries, death food. In fact, just 2 days ago, I went into a vegan restaurant. I won't mention the name. I was very disappointed. It was $27 for a slice of cauliflower, probably cost about maybe 35 cents. It was burnt on one side, had some brown sauce on the other side, and they had these gooey French fries. And I said, I didn't order it. Well, it comes with the dish. I said, well, please remove them because it's just, is this deep fried or baked? No, that's deep fried. And I asked the person, I said, why, if you're a vegan restaurant and you're popular, why would you bring in something you can get at McDonald's or these terrible French fries? People like them. And so I eat about $2 of the food. I just paid my bill and walked out. I won't go back in that place. Unfortunately, not every place calling themselves a health restaurant really has healthy food, in my opinion. But in any case, I can assure you that when you watch this documentary and you're getting it for free, $40, you're going to see what's wrong with these foods because I go into detail. I pick up the food and I say, here's the pizza. Here's what's on this pizza. Meat that won't go bad. But how good could it be if a meat like salami doesn't go bad. Pepperoni doesn't go bad. It could be 1,000 years from now, and someone could say, let's make a pizza. This meat's only 1,000 years old. Well, you know, that goes beyond dumb. That's dumb, dumber, and dumbest. And then, oh, we got our – I remember once I tried to make an excuse where you're getting your dairy on pizza. Really? Genetically modified cheese that comes out of cow's teeth that's got pus in it. So every time that you're eating a pizza, you're getting pus. That's like someone popping a pimple in your mouth. That's how gross it is. That's the cheese on there. And it stinks. Pizza smells like dirty feet to me. In any case, it does. If you're honest, it does. And then, oh, but now we got our french fries. So those are going to last about 4 years in your stomach. So they're dead. They're overprocessed. They're fried in toxic oil that's been heated for a long time, and it creates a chemical similar to varnish. Well, so you had some varnish today. You had some pus today. You had some heterocyclic amines from meat that hasn't died. Gee whiz, why don't you go dig up a woolly mammoth and try chewing on one of its bones? Because it's about as nourishing as that meat you're eating. And then we say, oh, let's do something good for people. We're competing, so let's give them a hamburger. No, that's old. Let's give them two hamburgers. That's old. Let's give them half a pound of meat. That's old. 3/4 pound. How about a pound of meat? Well, that's a whole week and a half worth of protein. Who cares? They're not counting. Anyone dumb enough to buy a hamburger from us wouldn't be counting nutrition anyhow. Do you think someone's going to say, I'm a registered dietitian or nutrition with a PhD, and I want to have the exact amount of protein in my body from that meat? And you say, well, that would only be 1 teaspoon full of meat. What do you mean? The actual amount of meat your body needs to get the protein is 1 forkful. So imagine going into a restaurant and saying, give me that big steak, and they give you 1 fork. That's it, buddy. That's all you're getting because that's all your body needs. Well, I want the rest of it. Well, you can have it. Well, I'm paying for it, so put it in. Well, buddy, it's like this. Let's say you pull into a gas station, and you say, fill it up. And they say, okay, and they go to fill it up, and it hits $2. It's full. Put another $10 in. Your tank's full. I don't care. I'm an average American. Don't question me about anything of facts. I don't deal in facts. I deal in conditioning. I'm dumb. So put it in my back seat. You really want me to put all this gas over your back seat? And on my head while you're at it. And it'll drench it. Seriously, suit. Okay. That's how stupid people are, really stupid, when they eat the American diet. Now, it's because they don't want to know. That's called intentional neglect. If you're engaged in intentional neglect, you're also engaged in intentional ignorance. If you're intentionally ignorant, then when you become obese, when you have your heart disease, when you have your diabetes, when you have your high cholesterol, when you have your varicose veins, when you have intermittent claudication, and your memory goes, and when you wake up 4 times in the middle of the night, when you've got indigestion, gas, and bloating, don't say, how did this happen? Could it have been that 42 teaspoons of sugar I had today, 12 in just one small soda? Yeah. Could it have been all that meat I had, which is a weak supply even if I needed it? Yeah. Could have been all that refined carbohydrate that turns immediately into sugar because it's broken down into a mucopolysaccharide in my stomach. Yeah. Could it spike my blood so I have mood swings and go from calm to rageful to depressed all within a half hour of eating a muffin, a roll, a pizza crust? Yeah. Could it be that I'm creating cancer-causing cytokines in my body and chemicals from the acrylamide from the burnt toast or the burnt crust of a pizza or the bun of a hot dog or a hamburger or a donut? Yeah. Could it be all the artificial flavors and monosodium glutamate that are in here? Yeah. Could it be that my stomach is only the size of a pear, but I'm eating as if it were the size of a football? Yeah. Damn, I didn't know any of that. By the way, I'm kind of hungry. They got an all-you-can-eat for 45 cents. Let's go eat 45 pounds of pork. Yeah. Jesus, man. So along I come, and I'm looking like the strangest little squirrel in the world. There's Gary, the rabbit eater. No, I'm Gary. I eat not rabbit food. I eat actually healthy food. And I want people to eat healthier than they are willing to do. So not everybody's going to want red stuff. Not everybody is into eating healthy. Not everybody takes their health seriously. Not everybody takes heart disease seriously. Not everybody takes cancer seriously. Not everybody takes dementia seriously. Not everybody takes anything seriously. Not everybody takes the loss of freedoms that I talked about on my show today seriously. So I'm not going to be able to communicate very well with someone who takes nothing seriously except what they need and want what they need when they or want what they want when they want it. And don't look at the consequences. But if you are a conscientious person, which I believe you are, because you're listening to the station, which is a very conscientious station, and you're serious about making positive choices for your health, which I believe you are, then red stuff is what you need. Not just what you want, what you need. See, there's a difference. You'll say what you want, and I'll say, do you need it? Does your heart need it? Because your heart will say thank you for red stuff. Why? Because, gee whiz, what do I have in here for the heart? Of the 18 fruits and enzymes, I've got strawberries for your heart, blueberries for your heart, raspberries for your heart, grapes for your heart, pomegranate for your heart, papaya for your heart, goji for your heart, and acai for your heart, and bilberry for your heart, and grapeseed extract for your heart. Wow. So how can your heart not say, thank you for giving us something we actually need rather than something that you wanted to give us to satisfy some emotion or some appetite condition response. So you talk about doing something good for your liver, for your kidneys, for your intestines, for your brain, for your eyes, for your heart, for your musculature. Yeah, red stuff does it.
It's simple
nutrition,
Gary. So if
we can't eat perfectly, that's, so I'm giving you red stuff, and I'm giving you free, my gift to you, food, power foods. You're definitely going to like that. It's very upbeat and very fun. But then I'm giving you one more. You're not getting one. You're getting two free gifts today.
But wait, there's another, more.
There is. A house that Tony Bates is buying in Jamaica.
Right.
And the second free gift you're getting, again, no charge you. You're getting two $40 documentaries, award-winning documentaries, some engine. And the other one is really powerful. It's called Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Let's say you say, well, I'm not a drug addict. I said addictive behavior. That could be addicted to chocolate, addicted to sugar, addicted to foods. And we can actually become addicted to foods. In fact, I did a whole report on this called the Food Mood Connection. And frequently the foods you crave are the foods that create a biochemical reaction in your body. We create actual opiates in our body, and it makes us feel good. But here's something you got to know. Any food or beverage that makes you feel good is bad for you. Why? Because foods are not supposed to make you feel good. They're supposed to be good. There's a big difference, because that's where a heroin makes you feel good. Cocaine makes you feel good. Methamphetamine makes you feel really good. Crack makes you feel really, really good. Alcohol makes you feel good. But they're not good for you. So how do you break those addictions? How do you break addictions to cigarettes and coffee? Now, if you don't think coffee's addictive, stop today and watch migraine headaches. Watch your brain feel like it's exploding. Watch what happens when you try to sleep for the next 3 days going off coffee. You can't. But you can get off coffee. You can get off sugar. You can get off meat. You can get off refined carbohydrates. You can get off heroin. I was the head, Tony. I was the head of addiction control through Trafalgar Hospital for almost decades, because it was affiliated with the Institute of Biology, where for 33 years I was a research fellow. And because I had a holistic approach to drug addiction, I would get people off heroin without going to methadone. And as a result, the director of the institute, who was interested in watching the people I was detoxing and rebalancing their body chemistry and their brain chemistry using natural non-toxic techniques, that's what I help over there. And I did. And then once a week became once a day, thousands of people I helped over their addictions, and especially food addictions today.
Gary, you know, I heard a comedian say, if you don't think coffee's a drug, look around your office and find out what else your employer will give you for free that costs $8 a pound. Think about it.
So Tony, you're getting two free, no charge, no gimmicks. You're getting two full-length documentaries worth $80 when you call this wonderful, necessary, essential, life-saving station and you help save its life. It's only $99. You're getting red stuff. We have it in inventory. I've set it aside, so it's going right out. And so red stuff, I've told you about it. The two documentaries, I've told about it. And look, not everybody's going to be interested in this, but an awful lot of people in this audience are wanting to get healthier, have more energy. If you could just help your body with more energy by giving it what's necessary for the cells to create more adenosine triphosphate, a chemical reaction in mitochondria, red stuff does that. If you want to have better digestion because the enzymes and the ease of which phytonutrients from fruits are digested, it does that. And for all the different cells in your body that benefit from antioxidants and orexin, this has 10,000 orexin. Let me put this in perspective, Tony. In the average day, the average American, the best I could guess, would be getting between 200 and 500 orexin, meaning antioxidant activity in a day. You're getting 10,000 in a single serving of orexin. That means antioxidant activity. That's trapping the free radicals, neutralizing the free radicals, keeping those free radicals from damaging your cells, and your cells are damaged about 10,000 times a day per cell. That's how come we age prematurely. And that's why the people who are on the highest fruits and vegetables live the longest lifespan, are the healthiest. And that's your Mediterranean. The island of Crete is the most long-lived. The people in Okinawa, the Okinawan diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, the people living in Japan, those are the longest-lived people in the world, and they're principally vegan. They may have fish, but they rarely have meat, maybe on holidays, but they have lots of vegan foods, and I'm giving you the best of the best of the fruits because we can't eat 18 servings of fruits a day. You just couldn't physically do it. You wouldn't think about doing it. You couldn't afford to do it. I made it simple for you.
And you
I
might
took
be in
the apples,
bathroom a lot as
juiced
well.
Them. Yes, I took the apples, I juiced them, wicked off all the water, 97% water. So what's really powerful in the apple, what's really powerful in the goji and the noni and the pomegranate and the cranberry is what you're left with. So you're left with the single most, the mother load of goodness, the mother load of nutrition, the mother load of what's important that. And that's why you should be calling right now because you care enough about your health. You can put the scoop of this in any beverage, orange juice, apple juice, rice milk, coconut milk, any beverage you want, even water. You put it in there, stir it around, taste delicious, drink it down, and wow, have you done yourself good. Tony, over to you.
Gary, that's how I've consumed it in the past is just with water. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. A $99 pledge of support to WBAI. We're going to get you this bottle of red stuff along with two free DVDs. I called Gary this morning, and he happened to be sitting there with the general manager and the executive director, and he told me, I've got a gift for the audience today. We're going to go really big. I want to see a response, and I want to get people information they really need. And so he told me that he was including these two DVDs. So for a $99 pledge, you're going to get a bottle of Gary's Red Stuff along with his DVD, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Not Overcoming Addiction, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. And he's also going to include Power Foods. $99. Imagine that, a bottle of Red Stuff and two DVDs. This is a gift from Gary Nall. Thank you, Gary, for being so generous with our audience. 516-620-3602. You can also visit givetowbai.org. I suspect, folks, that the lines are going to light up right now and probably be very busy. Please be patient with us as we try to answer all of your calls. And remember that you can always go online to givetowbai.org to make that pledge of support. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. What are we eating? Do you know what we're eating? 516-620-3602, and it's why alternative news sources like WBAI is so important. It's the kind of news that I wish we heard more of on WBAI. It's the kind of news that informs and serves people. That's why we have this signal at 99.5 FM, so that we can do the work of actually serving this community. whether you know it or not, or whether you can feel it coming through or not, we have passion for you, our listeners. We have concern for, passion for, we care about you. It's different than other radio stations. We actually do care. That doesn't mean that we have personal time for everyone and that we can do everything that everybody wants, but the information that we try to present to you is because we care about you and your health, and we also understand that the mainstream is constantly up to something that damages us, whether emotionally, physically, through our food or whatever sources. We know this is going on, and so we try to provide you alternatives. That's what's happening right now. Gary Null's Red Stuff for a pledge of $99, but that's not all. Included in this package is his DVD, Power Foods, a second DVD, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. And Gary has put so many fruit into each serving, as he said earlier, it would be very difficult to get that many servings of food to receive the nutrition coming in just one scoop of Red Stuff mixed in with water, orange juice, however you prefer to take it. When I take your juices, generally, Gary, I take them with just water, and they go down just fine. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of support. Don't forget that you can visit give to WBAI.org. That's give the numeral to WBAI.org. It's imperative, folks. It's imperative that we keep WBAI thriving. It's imperative that we can have a show like Gary. Now, Gary, I'm really, since I've been back here, I'm really amazed at the amount of people who bring your show up to me first when I mention WBAI at this point, and the age range of the people that mention your show to me. And when I was here before, I don't remember that so many younger people were approaching me and talking about your show. Or even if I bring the show up, they often say, that guy that I just got a show from prison. I mean, a letter from prison yesterday. And the guy was trying to identify your program. There was a guy on about noon, and he had this great information about food and so on and so forth. And I'm going to actually write a letter back to that person to let him know that it was your show they were listening to. So it's that those pledges of support that you're sending in, folks, are empowering people. This information is empowering and life-changing, and we're asking you to support our efforts to do that. The brother in prison can't likely send us any money. However, he still gets to listen to WBAI because you make your pledges of support. That's community. That's community radio. And your pledges make that happen. 516-620-3602. Call right now. If the lines are busy, give us a couple of minutes and call right back, or visit give2wbai.org. There is very little that's as comprehensive a program as Gary Null's program. Gary covers a few health issues, but it also is analysis and politics that you can't find even on Pacifica Radio sometimes. Other stations, again, more and more I hear us sounding like a little more homogenized than we used to sound at Pacifica. And your analysis keeps that line, Gary, of challenging the mainstream. And again, for me, progressive is not coming from a political point of view, but from a people's point of view. And that's what happens on the Gary Null Show. It doesn't matter if it comes from the right or the left. If it is something that serves the people, that is the information we get on Gary Null Show. You know, I was recently meeting with Naomi Klein and said the same thing to her, something similar. As I read her materials, she's begun to whittle away this what I call tribalism. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. And so I've got to support this one or that one. Well, that's tribalism. How about supporting what's in your best interest? How about supporting what's in the best interest of your neighbors, no matter who is putting that forward? Because what we've seen from our votes is that the military-industrial complex keeps winning, no matter which of those parties is in place. The strategy, the purposes of the military-industrial complex in the Americas, in North America, in the United States, wins the election every time, no matter who you voted for. 516-620-3602. And I would argue that in this last election, a coup took place. And here is how I make that case. If we had been given the right to vote for the person we wanted to vote for, who would have been Bernie Sanders, he would likely be president. But somewhere, and in some subtext, at some sub-level, the Democratic Party made a decision not to give us the candidate we wanted, rather to put forward the candidate they wanted. And our host, Jimmy Dore, has pointed out many times, Gary, that he said a couple of lines I like that he says about Hillary Clinton. First of all, she never met a war that she didn't like. And secondly, he said she is the candidate that always starts out with a lead and always loses it. So why wouldn't they give us Bernie? So back to my point about a coup, we didn't get a chance to vote for the person we would have voted for. So a change in power has been made at the top of this nation, and the people were not fully consulted. At least that's my perspective, and that's what you get on WBAI. 516-620-3602, just a $99 pledge of support for the Red Stuff and two of Gary's DVDs, Overcoming Addictive Behavior and Power Foods. Gary.
I thank you all for staying on, even when the line is not always a good quality. I might mention that on tomorrow's show, I'm going to be having on a lawyer who has looked at the DNC about young ideals of the millennial generation supporting universal health care and supporting the free tuition and supporting reigning in Wall Street and reestablishing the Glass-Steagall Act, all which Bernie Sanders supported. And then he was, unfortunately, and no one's really talking about it, none of the media talk about how the DNC and the Clinton faction, with malice aforethought, kept him from getting that nomination. He would have beaten from hands down. We wouldn't be in this mess today. But by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, top IT guy, was just arrested last night at the airport leaving.
No, you have to be kidding me. Was he arrested last night?
He was arrested last night.
I have a specifically assigned
FBI.
I have specifically assigned a WBAI reporter, one of our new interns who does investigative journalism, to look into that story. I hadn't heard of that development yet. We are going to be coming up with a whole uncovering of that story. People don't know it. The mainstream media has put a blackout on it. There were two men from Pakistan who had access to all of the DNC sites, and I hadn't heard yet that he was arrested. I am in shock, and I'm glad that news is breaking, because that's a story we should have been on top of here at Pacifica. There has been a news blackout on this and other stories, and that's why you must pledge and support, folks. Nobody's heard that story. I called 2 weeks ago to a young man who's been doing some reporting with our news director, Linda Perry, and said, we're going to cover this story. Let's start working on it. And so we'll have those reports coming out somewhere on the air shortly. But again, we are ahead of the game. I knew this was coming down the pipe. Complete blackout in the mainstream media. So support this station, because that's the work we do here. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. A $99 pledge of support. You're going to get the Red Stuff, and you're going to get two Gary Null DVDs that he's tossing in for free. He is donating this to WBAI like he's donated so much over the years. He's donating two of the CDs. We are not paying for those. They're a donation to you, our listening audience, because Gary Null wanted to give you this gift today. 516-620-3602. Call up and make that pledge of support. And I can't wait to continue to dig into that story, because that is an important piece of information. And because, again, the Democrats, if you look at the mainstream media, the Democrats are misdirecting us with this fake Russian story. Let me tell you, they keep talking about fake news and they keep talking about this Russian story. I have brought up ideas on the air that people go, that's a conspiracy theory. This Russian story is a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. There is not a shred of evidence to support it, but it's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about the IT guy that was arrested last night. It's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about Seth Rich. But guess what? On WBAI, you're going to hear all of it, and that's why you must pledge and support this station. 516-620-3602. We're in the final few minutes of this hour, folks. We need to hear from you. Make that phone call right now. It's only a $99 pledge. Again, if you call and the lines are busy, please be patient with us. We will certainly be able to fit your call in eventually. You can also visit give2wbai.org. And I don't want to get too mired in the politics, because we're talking about nutrition on this program. But for me, it's a validation that we were already working on that story here at WBAI, and this guy has now been arrested. And so, again, I want to remind you that your pledges of support have made that work possible. That is a gift of WBAI, and it's that your pledges are the gift to us. Gary, back to you.
Just to wrap that up, BAI should be ahead of the curve on all these important issues because the mainstream media is not going to touch it. And just to let you know what I know, I'll turn over to your intern, the lawyer that we're having on tomorrow, who has got all this information on the illegal activity that no one in the media is talking about, that went on to make sure Bernie Sanders did not get the nomination, and that the person handling Debbie Wasserman Schultz's personal IT, meaning he worked for her, and he sent $300,000, wired it yesterday, and his other friends got out of the country, and he was stopped just at the airport, and they needed him to send that wire transfer to show that he was sending stolen money out. So he's got, and by the way, they found his computers smashed up, broken up, and of course they'll be able to retrieve the messages from them, and they'll be able to retrieve it out of the cloud, because there is no such thing as deleting everything, because you can't delete what's in the cloud. So anyhow, whatever is on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's computer, he was the one who knew about it. So now we're going to finally get to the place where he'll probably cut a deal, unless he's mysteriously commits suicide, shooting himself 10 times in the back of the head. But the likelihood is that he will cut a deal, and then the truth will start to come out. Then we'll see who they throw out there under the bus, and to keep the Clinton group from taking any responsibility for losing the election because of what they did. Anyhow, separate from that, what we're focusing on now is getting people's health back. Now, I'm not promising this is a magic panacea. I've made no medical claims, oh, take this and it'll cure that. I don't do that ever with anything I create. Rather, I suggest that by watching the film Power Foods, you'll be able to see, here are the foods that we eat commonly, and here's why they're bad. Then you'll see the good foods. Here are the foods, and a huge amount of foods I go through, and I explain each one. What's in kale? What's in celery? What's in these mushrooms? What's in the garlic? How should you eat the garlic? How much should you have? What will it do for you? Well, it'll lower the blood pressure, and it'll thin the blood, and it'll prevent strokes, and it'll kill parasites. It'll kill viruses. I go through all this, and then I show you a third area of the program. The last third is, here are the wonderful dishes, whether they're desserts, soup, salads, entrees, drinks that you can make from these, baked goods you can make from them, that are healthy, that actually promote health and healing. So, and it was very popular when it was on PBS stations. So it's your gift free. Then the overcoming the addictive behaviors, from alcohol to gambling, from sugar to coffee, it's all in there. So whatever you want to overcome, it takes you step by step how to do it. And that's $80 for the free documentaries that you get when you call. And just, and by the way, your money's going to the station, and your money is helping the station pay its bills.
In fact, you made a massive donation this morning, Gary, by you adding these items in is a massive donation to WBAI. Thank you. And that's exactly where the money is going. And we have some magic that we can do here, folks. And that is, we take your $99 and we stretch it into 50,000 watts. And that way the entire community is served. 516-620-3602. Just a few minutes left. Get on the phone right now. A $99 pledge of support gets you three items: a jar of Gary Null's Red Stuff, 18 ORAC, I think you said, per serving. Isn't that correct? Or we get 18 different fruits in the
per
one serving.
Serving.
Per serving. That's included, along with the DVD Gary was just talking about, Power Foods, where he gives you instructions, how much of this to take, how much of that to take, what is good for this, what's good for that, and also Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Three items for a pledge of just $99, a massive gift from WBAI to WBAI, from Gary Null, and to you, our listeners. That money goes to keep the lights on in this building. It's $3,000 a day to run this station, folks. That's a lot of money. And so we need you to step up to the plate. Make that pledge of support. 516-620-3602. 602. Change your life. Your body is built in a way that when it gets the nutrition it needs, it begins to heal itself. You know, my father taught me when I was a kid, and I try to pass this to children all the time, Gary, that your body heals itself. And so he was a bit of a fanatic with it. But still, I was in the back of a truck. I fell onto a sling blade. I caught my full body weight and sliced my hand to the bone with, it must have been a 2-inch scar, and I could see the bone. I mean, it was all the way down there. My dad said, "Can your fingers move?" Yeah. All right. Took me in the house, washed it out, cleaned it out with some peroxide, put some medicine into it, wrapped me up. And his friend said, "You better take him to the hospital." My dad said, "The body heals itself. Go ahead. Go to bed, boy." You know, but that stuck in my head, gave me something for the pain. And my body healed perfectly, because ultimately, you remember, when you go to doctors are great for emergency medicine. But our bodies have been equipped with what they need in terms of healing itself. If you give it the nutrition, if you put the fuel into it, it's there. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Just a $99 pledge of support. And that money comes right here to 99.5 FM WBAI. It keeps this kind of discussion going on. I can't wait for Gary's show tomorrow to hear the further details. You can hear Gary Nall's show, of course, every Monday through Friday at noon right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Tune in for that show. It is cutting-edge politics. It is cutting-edge health. It is cutting-edge analysis. And it is here for you because you make your pledges of support to WBAI. 516-620-3602. Just about a minute left before we have to take a quick station break. And so we need every phone to light up. Again, if you're calling and the lines are busy, please be patient. Don't forget, you can visit give2wbai.org. If you appreciate the work that Gary does here daily on WBAI, you can pledge at any level, $25, $10, $100, whatever you want to do, by texting the letters WBAI to the number 41444. Again, the letters WBAI to the number 41444. The rest of you should pick up your phone right now and call 516-620-3602. And for a $99 pledge of support, we're going to give you a bottle of Gary Nall's Red Stuff, along with the film Power Foods and his documentary Overcoming Addictive Behavior. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
Hi, I'm Michael G. Haskins. WBAI is its fall membership drive, and we need your help. As October unfolds, we will be presenting some of our finest documentary films from your favorite producers, not to mention the arts, music, and culture WBAI has been known for the past 57 years and counting. You can now text your contributions to WBAI, visit our website, become a sustaining member, or call our pledge line at 516-620-3602. Whatever you do, the important thing is to join us in supporting this listener-sponsored community radio station. Did I mention our website? See, you thought I forgot. WBAI.org.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. Well, this morning, we're going to have a review. We're going to pitch a little, but I ain't doing my show. Madeline Flieger is doing the show, and this is like, you know, just throwing curves all the way, and it's going to be fun and good. So, but we will have to do a little pitching and stuff, so stay tuned, and we'll be coming your way shortly.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the failed attempts at transitioning Japanese anime to live action. I wish I could say Death Note, which is presently available on Netflix, broke the mold. It does not. This is especially unfortunate because the original anime series is built around a tantalizing idea that is squandered in the original by poor execution. A high school student, Light, played in the remake by Nat Wolff, is bequeathed by a drolly malicious demon named Ryuk, voiced by Willem Dafoe, because, of course, a Death Note, a notebook that kills anyone whose name is written in it, so long as the writer observes an insanely elaborate set of instructions. With the power of life and death at his hands, Light resolves to become judge, jury, and executioner of those who have managed to elude the law. That's a good setup there, and one could imagine a dark and intriguing character study as someone setting out with at least quasi-noble intentions sinks further and further into the abyss of megalomania. Unfortunately, director of the live-action adaptation Adam Wingard falls into the same trap that the anime's original creators did, bringing in an idiosyncratic detective named L, played in the live-action version with appealing intensity by Lakeith Stanfield, who then diverts the story into what a game of cat and mouse would look like if it was enacted by people with the actual intelligence of cats and mice. There's some fun, nasty stuff to Death Note. I kept wishing for the film it might have been. But I'm talking about that film because I actually wanted to talk about this. I've been picking around the growing pool of virtual reality or VR videos that have been released in the past couple of years, and I'm beginning to have concerns about its practicality for narrative storytelling. Not for gaming and other interactive stuff like that. That makes sense. But as always, my question when it comes to visual storytelling is, how does a particular technology enhance the experience? What does it bring to the story that couldn't have been possible without it? Too often with VR, the only thing that technology does is to discard the proscenium structure of regular movie or video watching, placing you in the middle of the scene instead of having it play just in front of you. That turns out to be not as immersive as you might think. Part of the problem, and this might be unique to me, is a kind of VR anxiety. This is supposed to be immersive, and I begin to feel guilty if I'm focusing on one point in space for an extended length of time, like I'm missing out if I'm not checking the entire space around me all the time. That can lead to one's glance being turned in a direction elsewhere from where the good stuff is happening. That's particularly clear in such short films as Justin Lin's Help, in which we follow along as an alien monster is chased into a subway station and onto a moving train, and it's never particularly clear which direction we're supposed to be looking. Turns out I was constantly staring at trivial things when all sorts of fantastical hijinks were going on behind my back. Which is largely the story of my life, I just prefer it not seep into my entertainment. The other problem is that although one is supposedly in the middle of events, too often it still feels like one is a spectator. Even with the best efforts, such as the Oscar-nominated short animated film Pearl, you still feel like a ghost sitting there, just observing, with a commensurate lack of tangibility. Short of constant remakes of A Christmas Carol, where the viewer is cast as Ebenezer Scrooge, this doesn't have a lot of applicability to film storytelling. But there's something interesting about Death Note, the VR experience, which was just released on YouTube. By the way, to watch this stuff, you need either an iPhone or a smartphone and a VR headset, which is pretty much a plastic box with head straps and lenses. You can get them for about $5 to $10 on eBay. You might also need the Google Cardboard app on an Android phone, but I think the YouTube app can handle all the motion sensing VR stuff on its own. So Death Note, the VR experience, recreates an initial encounter between Light, the antihero, and Ryuk, the demon, with you being cast in the Light role. It appears to be a computer-generated animation. It could well be a non-interactive test run for a Death Note game. It does have that feel. The producers have solved the "where do I look" dilemma through the simple expedient of having luminous arrows appear in any area where the main action is not going on. Not exactly conducive to an immersive experience, but it does help. The storyline isn't much. Ryuk shows you what the Death Note can do, and there's a bit of forced irony 101 at the end. We're not talking epic storytelling here. But there's a moment. It only lasts a few seconds, but it caught my attention. After goading you into implementing the death of someone, you don't actually do anything. Some ghost hand closes the notebook to start the process. Ryuk instructs you to watch the person's death on a computer monitor. This is set in a bedroom. Ryuk hangs out on the bed, and things are angled so that while you are watching the monitor, a slight twist of the head lets you catch the demon watching you intently. Again, this only lasts a few seconds, but there is a palpable realness to it, a feeling that there is a demon just to your side, taking intense interest in you. Just for that moment, you do feel like you are not just watching the uncanny, but in the midst of it. Even with the less than 4K video quality that you get when you're dealing with a smartphone strapped 3 inches from your eyeballs. I got a similar frisson with Android's Dream, a VR video that is available through the Google Cardboard app, and that's pretty much just a recreation of the flying car flight that Decker takes with Gaff near the beginning of Blade Runner, with you in the passenger seat and the dark, dystopic, yet somehow still seductive future Los Angeles floating past your window. But Death Note, the VR experience, through that canny placement of something fantastical hanging just off your peripheral vision, made what was going on feel more immediate. Just being able to turn and make eye contact with the demon felt real and interactive, even if there was no interactivity actually going on. So this does raise some questions about what VR storytelling should be. Is it that you just can't be dropped in the middle of events? You always have to be a part of it, otherwise it's just movies in the round. If all that's needed to enhance one's sense of presence is the option to check on the periphery, do we really need a 360-degree canvas? Those are some significant limitations. Elements like editing, sound, and color free up a filmmaker to tell stories in many different ways. VR at present seems to be subtracting.